In Idaho, in August 1992, government agents killed Randy Weaver's only son, 14-year-old Sammy Weaver, and Randy's wife, Vicky. An FBI sniper from the FBI hostage response team in Washington, D.C., appropriately called the HRT, or HURT team, blew the side of Vicky Weaver's head off as she stood holding her 10-month-old daughter, Elisheba, in her arms in the doorway of her own home. The media was kept 2 miles away as all this was going on. U.S. Marshals had set Weaver up, trying to put pressure on him to become an informant for them. 6 U.S. Marshals had traveled all the way from Boston to Idaho and kept Weaver and his family under surveillance, spying on them with cameras for 18 months, filming their every move. Finally, becoming bored, these U.S. Marshals provoked a confrontation by throwing rocks at the house to attract the Weaver's dogs. Kevin Harris and Sammy Weaver, believing they were chasing the Weaver's dog, Yeller, on the scent of a deer, ran out into a roadway and were confronted by a gunman in camouflage fatigues. The gunman shot the dog. Agents hiding in the woods began firing, hitting their own agent and killing Sammy. As Randy went to check on Sammy's body in the shed later, a sniper fired on him. His wife ran to the doorway of their home holding their baby, calling, "What's happened? What's wrong?" As the sniper's bullet tore off the side of her face, she slumped to her knees and bent over dead in the doorway, shielding her baby even in her death.